Yeah, so this is an interesting picture by Gustav Wappens, who is a Flemish artist who you know, was already fairly well known in Belgium at the time. He paints this in 1834, based very much off secondary accounts of what the revolution in the heady days of September 1830 were like. And his interpretation of those events is a fairly confused mass of colour, of movement, all kind of focusing in on the top of a pyramid, almost, of people, of weapons, all focusing on that Belgian national flag. The flag, which is still to this day the flag of Belgium, was inspired at the time by the Brabant flag, which is Brabant being the province in which Brussels is situated. But it wasn't per se, you know, kind of focal point for the country at the time. Again, historians have kind of looked at the Belgian Revolution and questioned to what extent it is purely a Brussels phenomenon, or, you know, whether it's a wider phenomenon across the various provinces of present-day Belgium. Certainly, the revolution starts in Brussels as a result of an opera called the Muette de Porcini, which basically is all about Italians being subjected to Spanish taxes. And when this is played out in Brussels, there's a huge kind of upsurge of popular resentment towards Dutch rule. And then there is definitely this kind of chaotic scene that we see in the Grand Place depicted here in this picture. I think historians have kind of looked at this piece of art and questioned really what it's driving at. I mean, in a sense, you've got a number of different characters in there, from a kind of street urchin drummer through to soldiers, through to you know, the artisan holding the list of demands from the Prince of Orange, which clearly the Belgian revolutionaries are not going to accede to. You've got the young kind of virile Belgian revolutionary pointing towards the enemy. You've got the old man clutching to the flag and taking it to his lips in a kind of love for the country. And you've also got, you know, a couple of people sort of embracing, you know, women having been shot, dying. I mean, there's all sorts of various bits and pieces going on. On the far left, you've got a figure on horseback thought to be Don Juan van Halen, a Spanish nobleman who actually was a bit of a sort of adventurer revolutionary in this period who was in Belgium at the time and took control of the revolutionary. So you've got all these kind of figures within the context of the Brussels Grand Place depicting a national struggle of all members of society. But there are interpretations of this photo, of this painting, which suggest that the artist himself is a little bit confused as to its actual meaning and what's going on. If you look at, you know, everything that's going on, it's pure chaos. There are people running in different directions, pointing at different things. And this almost reflects this idea that the Belgian Revolution means different things to different people at that time, that there isn't a sort of consensus, you know, surrounding this national narrative of liberation from the Dutch, that for some people it's about the economy, for some people it's about the freedom of speech, for some people it's about religion, for some people, you know, it is about this idea of identity, of not being Dutch, of being something else, but, you know, it's all a bit kind of confused. And I think that comes across very much in this painting.